Wake up!
In 3, 2, 1.
Turn the radio on.
Chris Fade, Tweety Mel, and Big Rossi.
I love you guys. You're the best radio show ever.
Rise and shine.
I'm a Lebanese Australian.
Where's my protein shake at?
Balding and slightly overweight, ladies and gentlemen.
In the morning.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
That's right, the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio Dubai. Darling.
Let's go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02 across the UAE. June 9th already, 2022. Welcome back to Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Mullet. Good morning, Brig Rossi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Another beautiful morning here.
Yeah, totally. I'm still like riding on the high of hanging out with Jamie Oliver. Like, he was just so cool.
Celebrity chef, author, TV star, Jamie Oliver was in the country, still in. We had a chance to catch up with him. If you missed that interview, we will give you a little bit of a replay just after 8 this morning, but a tremendously nice guy, which was beautiful to see, you know?
Yeah. Such a nice guy.
I think Rossi had a man crush, actually, because they started talking Vespas and Lambrettas.
Yeah, he used to have a Vespa. He still does have Vespas, but he was like the first chef to make cooking cool in the UK, I'd say.
Yeah, and I like, because I think he's a bit of a nerd. Like, he's a little bit of a, I don't know, he's just cool. He's just a boy, you know?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
He wasn't like this lavishingly good-looking man with a six-pack doing it.
He's very handsome.
You think he's handsome, dude?
Oh, yes.
Rossi has handsome. A little crush on him.
Definitely a man crush, which is cute. I like that. Hey, listen, coming up, we're back. Guess how much money we got today to give away, Rossi? How much, mate?
Have we got 16,000?
Yep.
I just love putting him on the spot. 16K?
Yeah.
16,000?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Virgin Radio's 30K watts in the box. Another clue coming up at 8 o'clock. You could be winning 16,000 dirhams cash today. If you haven't gone down to Dubai Hills Mall, get down there. Go check it out because those extra clues are down there. We're going to be talking about getting ready, and I'll explain more of that coming up real soon. Gossip we'll check as well.
I have the most devastating news for Big Rossi.
Uh-oh.
What?
It can't be Everton. No.
No, it's gossip. It's gossip, really. It's devastating for you.
Where's my gossip t-shirt? I need to know now.
I didn't give it to you on purpose.
Oh.
All right. We're gonna hang out with us this morning, guys. We love you. Hope you're having a good start to your Thursday. The week is nearly done, which is fantastic. What I want from you right now is to give me a call. Who is up and about? Are you on the way to the gym? Are you on the way to work? What are you doing? Give me a call. Let's get you. I want to have a chat. Our first callers of the morning are our best callers.
Yeah.
04-871-5544. Get on your phone right now. Give me a call. I want to get you on, have a chat, find out how is your Thursday morning start going? 04-871-5544. Phone lines are open right now. We'll go. Let me just have this first sip of
coffee.
Do you mind if I just get this
in? Go get it.
Go for it. Let's all listen to it. It's the highlight.
I'll be silent.
Okay, right. Good.
A little bit.
Oh,
there
was a bit of sound. No, I'm sorry. There was a bit of sound. All right. 04-871-5544. Call me right now. On a Thursday morning, we got Salman back in the house with us. I think last time we spoke to Salman, he was recovering from the COVID memory. Salman, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Mate, how you feeling?
A lot better. I just have my tired wake up voice.
There we go. Tired wake up voice. We all have it. Don't worry. This is my tired wake up voice. This is it. It changes. Changes in about an hour. What are the plans for today?
Well, we're gonna kill it today at school.
Never stop a sentence on kill and then just pause. Okay? It's always awkward. I'm gonna kill and then I'm gonna kill it at school today. There we go. How many more years?
I got 2 more years, and I've got a week left till my 16th birthday.
Woo!
Wow. Sweet 16.
What are the plans?
I'm just going to have dinner with my family.
That's nice.
His body's 16, but his voice is 32.
Yeah, you got a mature voice, Salman. Very actually mature soul, I'd like to say. You'll appreciate this, Salman. Yesterday, last night, I was hosting the Disney Plus launch at the Dubai Opera, and they flew in a lot of the Disney guys from America who perform on, like, Broadway.
Right.
And I was able to sort of see these guys. Now, Salman, you love stage work, right?
Yes, I do.
It was pretty cool to see these guys. I got talking to them. I said, so how long are you here for? They're like, oh, we've just flown over. They flew us over to perform at this event. And it was pretty cool. You know what? They're all so happy all the time.
Because they work for Disney.
Is that why?
I think you have to be. It's a requirement.
Like backstage, you know, I'm just hanging out there with Brent. We're just sort of hanging out going, I wonder what we're going to get on. And they're like, well, here we are. They're all like talking. Hi. And they're all like, I'm looking at these guys. We're not on stage. They're performing.
That's what they're like all the time, Chris.
All the time. And Salman, do you have that in you? Are you ready to perform all the time?
Yeah, like sometimes I'm in my room and I'm thinking of lines from movies.
Look at you. See? He's got it
one
already.
One day Salman's going to be on Broadway.
There it is. And we'll be like, remember that guy Salman used to call us? Look at him now. Look at
the
him
star.
Now.
Star.
All right, brother. Listen, have a great morning. Have a great day at school as well, all right?
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye-bye. He was depressed at the end. Then it was just like, eh.
Why, though? Because we said he's going to be a star.
He's going to be a star, that Salman. He will. He will. If he can't do it, no one can.
You only use that joke when we speak about Salman Khan.
Salman Khan. Oh, yeah. Love a little technical difficulties right now.
Please don't mention the technical difficulties because
Why?
It doesn't make any sense to anyone listening.
Okay, I can get... No, our whole... can I just say it? Like, I wanted to try to keep it a secret from you, but I'm not. Our entire system here, our technological system just went...
And it's finished. That's it now. Is that it? No more Virgin Radio.
That's it. We're out for today. There's no music. We're going to have to just talk the whole time.
This is a dream come true for us.
I think I can get this done, though. Hold on. Let me see if we... I do want to get into gossip, so let's see if we can get this done. No, I can't.
You look so confident, too.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Gossip, gossip,
will you
gossip.
Guys do the sound effects? I have, like, audio and stuff.
No, I don't want to do the sound effects. No, I don't. I want to try to get this going for you. We've got our IT engineers in the studio right now. They're frantically running around.
Well, think about the clips that we're going to do. Pretty, can we get them direct from YouTube? Or is
no,
that
I've got
dangerous?
It all here. No, I've got not, just Maybe nothing's working. They're explaining to each other. I'm going to shut this down again. This
yeah,
is
shut
great
it
radio.
Down and restart.
Can I just
Control Alt Delete, my friend?
Interesting enough, this system you can do a Control Alt Delete and it still works.
Yeah,
it's like
that's amazing.
You know I mean?
Control Alt Delete and
do
the
it.
Songs are still playing.
Can I tell you what the future is? Can I? You know, Brianna's got a Tesla.
Yeah.
Right. So for some reason, the door wouldn't open in the back. Right.
The boot.
The door. No, the door wouldn't
like
open.
The back door. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we called up Tesla. You know what they do?
What?
They're just like, oh, just do a master reset. And I'm like, oh, how do you do that? Just hold the two buttons on the steering wheel down for 10 seconds. It restarts the car and the software. And it works.
That's awesome and scary at the same time.
Also, I was out in a Tesla once. Mm. And we drove down the road and
he
left.
He didn't care about my story.
He didn't. He just went on.
Just didn't even care.
No, it was similar to yours. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay.
We left the keys in one place and drove down the road.
Mm.
And then... They called up like this Tesla place. It's like a HQ or something.
Mm.
They can start the car for you.
They can start the car for you. It's which is, you know, somewhat scary
Technology.
At the same time.
That's what I mean. It's amazing but scary at the same time. Hold on, I think.
How are we going? Are we gonna get the gossip? What do you think?
I don't know. I need to restart the machine again.
Oh, okay.
So, what's his name?
I don't know. I never say I don't know. All right, I never. Okay, we're restarting this system. We can just keep talking here. I can't play any music, which is great.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we got some music. Aaron, you're doing a great job, mate. Thanks, Aaron.
I'm just going to...
So we just keep going? Well, we can't do it. We can't do it.
So what seems to be the problem, Aaron?
Intro.
Do
That's
we
nice.
Know? Do you know what the problem is?
The machine.
Okay, yeah. I thought that as well. That's it. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I reckon the machine, there was something wrong with it because it's not working. It's not working.
What are you waving at pretty? What are you looking at me
Ross
for?
Ross is waving at pretty, like
giving
waving
me
her
look,
down. Like,
do the gossip.
No, I'm not going to do the gossip. I want the gossip. You can't do the gossip without the gossip intro.
Yes, you can.
No.
You can.
I give it 90 seconds. If we don't get it working in 90 seconds.
Let me just go through it.
No, hold on. If we don't get it working in 90 seconds.
It's nice and juicy for you.
I want to do it, but there's audio here. I can't play any of the audio, and
it's
I want to get it all done.
I can tell
Just
you.
Hold on. We've restarted again. It's going to take a while. Actually, let's see if the phones work. Can you give me a call? 04-871-5544. Give me a call right now. You could be like saving us. Yeah, system just sort of crashed here. We can't play any music. I like this. I get to talk all I want. No, but honestly, I'll see if the phones are still working. I think they are. 04-871-5544, and we'll endeavor to get you onto
wow.
the show.
That was a big word.
What a word.
I don't usually use that word. Hi, Virgin Radio. Let's see if this works. Hi.
Hello. Oh, it's working, right?
There we go. It works. Just don't put me on the loudspeaker. Just put that phone in your ear if you can. We can never hear you guys. What's your name?
Neil.
I can't hear, man. Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it. Hi, good morning, Virgin.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, you sound awake as well. That was good. Okay, so the phones are working, which is good. Hi, Virgin Radio.
Hello, Chris.
There we go. Every single one of you put me on loudspeaker. I just asked, like, can you not? And you guys don't love me. I thought we had love.
Wow.
Carla's definitely got me off. Hi, Carla.
Good morning.
There's Carla. The OG, the original Carla. There it is.
I miss you guys. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, Carla.
Hi, Pretty. Hi, Rossi. Hi, Chris.
Hi, morning.
Carla. We appreciate this beautiful voice of this time of the morning as our system completely crashes. It's good to be able to talk to you. You're on the way to work, right?
I am.
Any holidays coming up? I know you sometimes travel to go see the kids or they come here.
I'm going on the 8th of July. I'm going to the U.S.
Well, I'm leaving on the 8th of July as well to the States.
Wow. Okay, let's meet up there.
Where are you flying to?
I'm going to be in Washington, in Maryland. I'm stopping off at Jules Airport in Washington. Okay. And then I go to Maryland.
Amazing.
Maryland. That's where they make cookies.
Maryland.
They make cookies there.
How do you know they make cookies?
I used to buy them.
They're known for their crabs.
There we go. They're known for their crabs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Sydney.
Yeah. Well, I'm flying to New York first up, so I'll be there. So we're going to be taking different flights.
I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a good time. And maybe we can meet up.
Inshallah. How far is New York and Washington?
You can drive.
Can you?
Yeah.
I'm only in New York for a day, and then I'm going to Orlando, I think, so.
It's exciting.
Carla, how far is Orlando further away than Washington? Am I getting further away?
Yeah. It's a three-hour flight from New York. Wow. Nearly a three-hour flight. 2.5, 3 hours.
America's a big country.
It is massive, isn't it?
Yeah. To fly all over England, how long does that take? From one end to the other, how long? Here we go. He's got no idea.
I think maybe 2 hours.
Just Google it, Pretty. Let's see how far away he is.
2 hours, I'd say, maybe.
2 hours. You go all across the country.
Mate, top to bottom.
Australia, from Sydney to Perth, which is all the way across, can take up to 6 hours.
You're joking.
Yeah, that's how big Australia is.
How many hours does it take to fly over England?
All right. Well, we're Googling.
Scotland.
Carla, have a great morning. Have a great trip, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Look at all you guys calling. Hi, Salem. How are you? Is it Salem?
No, this is Shalid, Chris.
Yeah, man. How are you? Live on the radio with me, bro. Welcome to Virgin Radio.
Exactly. Yeah, after a long time.
I know, man. What's going on?
Yeah, because I hear your phone system has some issues because this is my daily task. No, I am every day told to my... users, please restart your PC. It'll not happening. Give me a call.
Well, I'll tell you, our IT guys are here. They've restarted it twice. They've even rebooted it from, like, they've done a master reset, and none of it's working. So this is unbelievable. This has never really happened on the show where it's gone for this long. Like, I can't even play a song. There's nothing on.
Will you do my sound effects now?
No, not at all. We're going to do this properly. We'll just do the gossip after this. Let's just keep talking. It's going to eventually get rectified here.
But it'll be fun.
Because even once you finish the gossip, I'm going to go hit us with your tag, and then I'm going to keep talking. Do you know what I mean?
But at least it'll be entertaining.
This is entertaining.
Eminentary.
Of course it's entertaining. Mamanash?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Good morning.
Good morning. You sound amazing.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Me, my mom, and my dad were a big fan of you.
Oh, well, that's good.
So sweet.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old.
I'm just heading to school for my morning football practice.
There we go. You're going to play football nice and early this morning?
Yeah.
Good on you. Well, listen, thanks for calling. You saved the day for me, all right? You saved the day. I appreciate it. Thank you. Lovelin?
Hey!
Look at you guys.
Hi, Chris.
I love you guys.
Hi, Pretty.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Morning.
Hi.
So what are you doing, Lovelin? Like, what's up in your life right now? It's 6:30 in the morning. What are you up to?
I'm driving to school. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Can you just listen to the voice change right there? She was so excited.
That she went into teacher voice.
I'm driving to school.
I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm always listening. I'm always calling for the pop quiz. I'm not getting through. I'm drinking fake fish every week. I'm going to the supermarket. I'm like, I need to put this on Instagram and tag Chris Fade.
I love you.
Like,
I love you. The support.
I love you guys.
We appreciate you guys. Honestly, we do. Thank you. This show is it's not easy. It's not easy to do this show every day, waking up. But it's honestly you, like Loveland. This is the vibe that we love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is what makes it happen. Mm. All right, superstar. You take care, Loveland. Thank you so much. Be safe. Okay, I think we have the system ready to go. So I won't do the gossip now.
No, we'll
I'll
do
the gossip
later.
In 5 minutes here, okay?
Cool,
but
cool.
If I press this button, it should go into the traffic, and that means it's working. Here we go. Everyone on the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes! Traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
We're good to go. Roads, Ooh. How are we looking, pretty?
15-minute delay right now on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road from Sharjah into Dubai.
Thanks.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty Malik?
So Alicia Keys performed at the Queen's Jubilee this week, and a lot of people were left confused by her song choice. Mm-hmm. She dedicated her hit, Empire State of Mind, which is a song about New York City, to London. If you missed it, this is what it sounded like.
When I'm in London, it reminds me so much of New York.
That's
a lot of people are like, why would you sing Empire State of Mind at the Queen's Jubilee?
Oh, be quiet, people.
Well, Alicia Keys has an answer for
you. Be quiet. Stop complaining.
Telling the boys that the Queen requested the songs that I'm singing. And they said,
pretty cool.
Yeah, they were like, you can't refuse the Queen.
There you go.
But what?
The Queen requested the song.
What idiot would not want Alicia Keys to sing the biggest song that she's ever sung in her life?
It gives
and you know
goosebumps.
What? It's probably not the British people who have said that. It's like all the other people.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We're not bothered. You can sing it.
Well, I don't know. You can't talk about the entire population.
Well, no, but like I'm sure it's not like people saying, please don't talk about...
You never know. Like, you guys could be like, we're in London and she's singing a song about New York. Who she thinks she is?
It's just, is it online or less?
Yeah.
When I'm in London, it reminds me so much of New York.
She sounds so good. Have we got the audio of when she sung this for us in a little room? Can we try to find that? Because...
Just want to let you know.
That's a highlight for me as a career, just to let you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in a room with just her, Pretty, and Rossi, and her singing this song a cappella to me. To us, I got goosebumps. Like I was in a zone. Like
it was the best moment of my life. Top three, right there.
Yeah, man. I was like, that was a pretty special moment. I'll try to find the audio when she did that.
Just so you know, Harry from Birmingham.
Yeah.
Made a comment on Twitter.
Oh, it's Harry.
Harry from Birmingham, what, in Alabama?
Oh, he's not British. No. Harry from Birmingham.
In Alabama.
No.
He's probably an Everton supporter.
Okay, let's talk Brad Pitt. Now, this is not related to their divorce, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not related to their divorce. If you didn't know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie used to own a vineyard together.
Okay.
And after they split, Angelina Jolie decided to sell her stake to this businessman who has a little bit of a shady past, shady present. Mm. And Brad Pitt is accusing Angelina of secretly selling that stake to him in efforts to get revenge on Brad. She knew it would hurt him. She knew it was a bad decision, but she did it anyways. And he's willing to take Angelina to court in front of a jury to prove that point. So Brad's not happy about that.
I mean, I wish these guys would settle as well. I know it's years, and this is not obviously divorce related, but it's business related.
Yeah, it's business. It's nothing to do with their divorce case.
Not cool.
And finally, Rossi, are you ready?
Go on.
Rita Ora's engaged.
Oh, is she really? She hasn't really put the guy up. I follow her on Instagram. I haven't seen anyone. Is he Australian?
New Zealand.
Okay, yeah, because she lives a lot of her life now in Sydney doing this TV show, The Voice, yes. I think.
So, if you don't know Oscar-winning director Taika Waititi, he directed the Thor movies.
Oh, it's Taika? Yeah. I have seen them together. Yeah. You know this guy.
He's amazing.
Rossi. He's a very cool actor, comic as well.
He's a huge director, did the Thor movies, won
I like
an Oscar
that.
For...
Oh.
As I mean, well, like, he's amazing.
She deserves to be happy.
As if this day could not get any worse. We have a computer breakdown and now this.
Yep, there it is.
So Rita Ora's engaged. They haven't confirmed it. By the way, there was no formal proposal, no ring.
Okay.
They just mutually decided amongst themselves.
That's cute.
Hey, I think we should take our relationship to the next level.
I think we're going to see a lot of Rita Ora in the movies now.
There we go. Possibly. Oh. Let's see. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace at home, Fries.
And as promised, Alicia Keys singing for all of us.
In New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of, nothing you can't do. You're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Lights will inspire you. Hear it for New York, New York, New York.
Oh. Alicia Keys. What? I got goosebumps, man. All right, so I saw this video go up, and I thought to myself, hold on, that's a good question. I want to know this, and I may need some help. An aircraft, you see two pilots getting out of an aircraft through the window of the cockpit.
It's crazy.
They're getting out of it. I think they were getting in to maybe get the keys or to open the door. I'm not sure, and it got me thinking, do aircrafts have keys? Do you open an aircraft? How do you lock the door from the outside, and then how do you get in? Is it like our car? Like you just press a button, or is there a key that you put in the door of the aircraft and it opens? Like, how do you get in? Or does an aircraft never lock? I had all these questions going in my head when I saw this video.
This video is crazy. It's on our stories at Chris Fade Show. This pilot is literally climbing out of the airplane, and it looks like he's climbing onto like a luggage belt.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was meant to happen, but it's like he went in to grab something, and then I think they were trying to open the door from the outside. I'm not sure. So I want to know, maybe there's someone who's a pilot or someone who works with aircrafts would know this. Does an aircraft have a key? Do you have a key for a plane? Is there do you start it up with a, and then, like, I don't know. How do you get in? 0487155444. Does anyone know the answer to this? 0487155444. Do you get into it? Does an aircraft, does a plane have a key?
I think it just stays open all the time.
You don't think it locks?
Nah. I think it stays open all the time, and there's a code on the door.
Code on the door? From the outside, so the plane door.
Yeah.
There's a code.
Like where you go into the cockpit from, like, the aisle. I reckon that's just a code.
How do you get into the plane? The actual plane? The plane's... We always see a plane with the stairs going up, or we just walk on through the... Whatever you call the tunnel.
I think it just stays open.
Len, hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
All right. Do you have any assistance in this question?
Yeah, so I'm ex-cabin crew.
Great.
So I know how to open the door inside and outside.
How do you do it? Is there a key? Tell me there's a key.
There's no key.
Okay, no so how key. Do you get in?
So basically, there's a different method to open the door from the outside. So there's retractable handles that you have to rotate.
But there's no key to that. There's no key. You can just open it and rotate the door.
Yeah, you can just... Next time you're boarding an aircraft, you can see there's some flaps on the outside of the door. Push them in, the handle will come out, depending on the aircraft type. Mm. And then you rotate it, and the door will come out from the fitting, and retract back to the side of the fuselage.
And from the inside, because this pilot, I guess, couldn't figure it out because he was climbing out of the window.
Yeah. So it's the cabin crew who actually are supposed to be the ones opening the door from the inside.
Ah.
And flight tech, you'll get training. But
hold on. The pilots, when they're in their cockpit and the door's closed, they can't get out. They have to knock, and you guys have to let them out.
No, if they're in the cockpit, they can get out for sure.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, at the main plane
there's a
door.
Code and there's a... For the window, like, and in the case of an emergency, they can exit from the windows as well in the cockpit.
I wanted the pilot to have, like, a set of, like, 400 keys, you know, and just like, oh, yeah. You know, here we go, babe, I've lost the keys. You know what I mean? Like, get on the the two-way and be like, it's your captain speaking, I've just lost the keys. I'm just going to rush home to see if they're... is it Rupi or Rup?
My name is Rupa.
Rupa! You're a yes. Are you a private pilot?
Yes, I am.
I love that. Wow. So what do you fly? Give me some things. What do you fly?
I have flown Cessna 172, 173. I have flown Piper.
That's awesome.
So, I have been trained here in UAE.
I love
it. Oh, that's awesome.
This year, I aim to try to start to get my pilot license. I want to do what you've done. How long did it take you?
It was in my bucket list, so I did everything after 40. So you can do it too.
That's great.
It took me 2 years because okay. I was doing it part time. Like I worked full time, mm-hmm. and weekend I was going for flying here.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's on my bucket list as well. So I'm glad that you've done it. You've inspired me. Now,
yeah.
do these little planes, like the Cessnas and all that, do they have keys? Are you yeah. carrying a key in there to go?
They do have keys. We get the keys, and then we open it, and the pilot in command, the person who flies the plane, gets the key, and you open the door.
See, that's what I wanted.
You want a set of keys.
Yeah.
I wanted
and it's a huge responsibility, because you open the door, and at the end, lock it and give it back to the school. So it's a big responsibility.
Imagine!
Rossi,
yes.
Like, I don't know where my keys are.
Oh, forgotten them.
Forgot
sorry.
The keys. Are these the keys?
I've left yeah. them in Rio de Janeiro.
And if you lose the key, it's a little bit of a problem for the school because the next student can't go in. And so we hang it, right in front of us on the dashboard so that we don't forget.
That's cute. I like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Where was the school yeah. that you practiced at? Do you remember?
I did in EAS, Emirates Aviation School here, okay. In Terminal 2,
yeah,
in Dubai Airport.
Is there a lot of theory? I'm not good with theory. Is there a lot of stuff you got to read and all that?
A lot. It's a lot of studies. For me, it was hard, and I took a little bit of time to learn properly, The practical part is more interesting, but... It's all until grade 10 level,
Yeah, I failed. I failed a grade 4,
Chris,
I think.
See, like,
this is the problem.
This is the thing, though. Like, Rupa,
it's
the thing
okay.
With,
it's all right.
The thing with Chris is he loves a good shortcut.
I'll find someone. I'll pay him.
You can't do that because you're
him.
Flying a plane.
No, yeah. I'll be all right.
You need
right.
to know what to do in an emergency.
I'll find someone.
No. Yeah,
he's
no.
not very good in high-pressure situations.
Could you do it for me, pretty? Could you do
no.
the practical part? I'll
no.
give you the papers. I'll pay you.
No.
You. Give me that paycheck. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. You just won
$10,000. Just got paid, so we love that money. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get over 5,000 offers at home and abroad. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Lubna, you got on. Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You ready to win some money?
Yes, all ready, all set.
You're all set, ready to go. What
are
you?
Let's see where I go.
What was that?
Let's see where I go up
where,
to.
Where are you right now?
Actually, I'm driving right now to work.
Okay, can you pull over and chill for a moment?
Sorry?
Can you pull over and chill out?
Okay, is this not clear?
It's all right. I just want you to be concentrating. I want you to pull down. Like, I want you to relax, You're going to play. You're going to be playing for 10,000 dirhams cash.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right.
I'm all set.
You're all set.
She's ready, Kristen. Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'm working as an administrative assistant in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. All right. Well, listen, I think she just wants to get straight into this, right?
Let's get her some money.
Okay. 10,000 dirhams cash right now. 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Lubna, your time starts right now. What country does Cristiano Ronaldo play for?
Brazil.
Who sings the songs Get Into It and Say So?
Pass.
Who played the role of Superman in The Man of Steel?
Pass.
What is the capital of India?
Maharashtra.
Which Australian was Tom Cruise once married to?
Pass.
Who plays the role of Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Who sings the songs Locked Out of Heaven and Treasure?
Pass.
Nano, Shuffle, Classic and Touch are variations of what?
Sorry?
Yeah. Nano, Shuffle, Classic and Touch are variations of what?
Pass.
Who played the character of Pepper Potts in the 2008 movie Iron Man?
Pass.
What is the capital of Finland?
Finland?
Yeah.
Pass.
Russia.
We got through all 10, but we only got one right. It's 100 dirhams cash. All yours. I'm sorry, Lubna. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. It's fine.
All right. Listen, you have a great morning, and thanks for listening, though, okay?
Yeah. You guys are doing a great job. Continue to do so.
We will try to.
Nice talking to you.
Lovely talking to you too. All
thanks,
right.
Thanks, Lubna. You gotta give us the wrong answers.
I'm just about to do them right now. Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo is who he played for. Doja Cat. Get into it. Say so. Henry Cavill was the Man of Steel. New Delhi, capital of India. Nicole Kidman once married to Tom Cruise. Bruno Mars sings "Locked Out of Heaven." Treasure. iPods is what a Nano Shuffle classical touch is. Gwyneth Paltrow played Pepper Potts. And finally, the capital of Finland is Helsinki. That would have got you all the cash there, Lubna. Hey, it's back tomorrow. The pop quiz right here on the Chris Fade Show, exclusive on Virgin Radio. Morning. Good morning.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Miss Malik?
Okay, so Kylie versus Kylie. If you didn't know, back in 2016, Kylie Jenner had attempted to trademark just her first name.
Kylie. Come on now.
But Kylie Minogue at the time came out and tried to block the request, and she succeeded because Kylie Minogue owns Kylie.com. I mean, she's been using Kylie for years and years and years.
Right.
So now Kylie Minogue has finally spoken out about it all these years later. She was on Watch What Happens Live.
It was just business, obviously. But I, you know, when I was named Kylie, there was like, I think I met one person older than me called Kylie, so it's kind of unusual. I've spent a lifetime, you know, protecting my brand and building my brand, so it was just something that had to be done.
There you go.
Can anyone name Kylie listening to the show right now?
I've got a friend called Kylie. I don't know if she's listening though, sorry.
Russ has got a friend named Kylie, everyone. If anyone's friend's name or your name is Kylie, call us. 04-871-5544. Kylie is a popular name in Australia. Is it in the UK, England?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think it was as popular until Kylie Jenner, I would say. I would say there are more younger. No, what I'm saying is I think there are more younger people named Kylie now because of that.
It's a younger name because of Kylie.
Kylie, yeah. I mean, no one's calling. So
I never knew a Kylie.
I don't know.
I know two people called Kylie. Annie's friend in school.
Younger,
and
see?
Our family friend, Kylie.
Hold on, the phones are ringing right now because, I just want to see. Because, I mean, I would be offended if I was a Kylie that
someone's trying to trade my
anyone's name. Anyone's trying to trade our name. I don't think that's cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in fact, I know three people called
Kylie. Oh, my goodness, Rossi. Just got a message.
Annie's friend from school.
Yeah, tell us, yeah.
Our family friend, Kylie and Fraser. Hi, if you're listening.
Hi, Kylie and Fraser, yeah.
And Kylie, who works in Homegrown Nursery.
There we go. And we've got a little, we've got Kylie on right now, 9 years old. Is that right, Kylie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you feel about them trying to own your name?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't. You know, they, no one owns Kylie's name. It's a cool name, though. You got a cool name. You know that, Kylie.
Thank you.
All right, mate. All right, you take care. Bye-bye. There it is. We found a Kylie.
We found one Kylie.
For a little Kylie like that, we don't want to trademark the name Kylie.
No.
All right.
Okay, and finally, Johnny Depp's legal team, that's Benjamin Chu and Camille Vasquez. They've spoken out for the first time since their win in court, since Johnny was awarded $10.4 million. So Amber and her team afterwards had put out a statement saying that it was a setback for women around the world and that the legal team should not be celebrating this victory. So the guys went on Good Morning America to answer back.
I think it's disappointing. We're only speaking about what happened in this case, right? And the facts in this case were overwhelmingly positive for Johnny. And the verdict speaks for itself. The jury made a unanimous decision based on those facts.
What role does social media play in this verdict?
My view is that social media played no role whatsoever. This was a decision made by the jury on the evidence presented by both sides. And as Camille said, it was overwhelmingly in Mr. Depp's favor.
Now, Camille, who everyone was like, just did an amazing job in court, is now a partner at her law firm. They just announced
it. That's great.
Because I think she was an associate before this. So now she is officially a partner at her law firm.
That's more money, right? That's more money.
Yeah.
It's going to be more money for her. Well, she did well. That would have been a hard case to take. Like, you know, that would have been on the border of like, do I take this one? Because it could like either build her career or tank her career pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully, she won and she's still got a career then. Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I've got one more, Kylie, that I know.
Oh my goodness.
Kylie from McGettigan.
Okay. Okay, we're playing the repetition game.
The repetition competition.
The repetition competition begins now. How does it work, Pretty?
So I have a list of 10 words for the each of you.
Okay.
I'm going to go one by one.
Sure, Rossi goes first.
Maybe you need more words, Pretty, because I'm going to get over 10.
Wow.
So I'm going to say a word, you repeat it. Mm-hmm. I say two words, you repeat two words. Okay. We keep going, and we're going to see how far down the list we can get.
It's like a memory game.
Sort of, yeah.
Now, remarkably,
Rossi always wins.
I mean, I don't have a great memory, I admit that, but the fact that you beat me, and you actually do pretty well on this, is surprising.
You always bag me out and say, oh, I always forget stuff.
Yeah, because your short-term memory is usually not good. Your long-term memory is great. You're like an elephant. You never forget.
What were you talking about then, sorry?
Okay. So, do you guys want to do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
Nope. Rossi will go first.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Welcome to the repetition game.
Rossi, look at me. Maps.
Maps.
Maps, socks.
Maps, socks.
Maps, socks, cardboard.
Maps, socks, cardboard.
Maps, socks, cardboard, music.
Maps, socks, cardboard, music.
Maps, socks, cardboard, music, airplane.
Maps, socks, cardboard, music, airplane.
Maps, socks, cardboard, music, airplane, burger.
Maps, socks, cardboard, airplane, music, burger.
Incorrect order.
Oh! He's so good though. He doesn't
do
well.
But he did remember all the words, but it was incorrect order.
I know. You know what he does? He moves his finger and he puts each one on a finger. I'm going to try that now.
Okay.
It was music airplane burger.
Oh. Did well though. So what's his number?
Map
six.
Socks.
Six.
I'm not good at this. And I'm
watch map socks airplane.
No.
You're out. It's done. All right.
Chris,
I'm horrible.
Map socks.
Come on, Chris. Concentrate.
Hold on.
You got this.
Yeah.
Got to beat six.
Okay.
Hospital.
Forget what is it? Can't even get the first one.
All right, goldfish.
Come on.
Okay, for real. Okay.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Hospital classroom.
Hospital classroom.
Hospital classroom restaurant.
Hospital classroom restaurant.
Hospital classroom restaurant coffee.
Hospital. I'm not even joking.
Come on.
Hospital classroom restaurant. Coffee.
Yes.
Hospital restaurant.
Hospital classroom restaurant coffee running track.
Hospital classroom restaurant coffee running track.
Hospital classroom restaurant coffee running track boombox.
Hospital restaurant.
Yeah. That's wrong.
Hospital classroom restaurant coffee burger running track.
No, burger wasn't even your word.
Well, burger was in his.
What's the score? What did he get to?
He got up to Four.
Oh, yeah.
Ross is a winner. And I can put you in. Yeah. I can put you in. Yeah. It's a remix. Put you in that small seat. Economy tray. Average food. So wait, I do it. Gonna treat you like a lady. Hey, take you on a trip. In the economy class, you see it. I got no money to put you up in first class, but I love you. Maybe you and I get together, sitting right next to each other, rubbing shoulders, fighting the armrest. Not enough room, I gotta go to bed, huh? Cause I got you, cause I put you in the economy class. Oh,
yeah, oh. We're talking about
economy class. Yeah,
cause you're fine.
Economy
singing
class.
Singing
it's hard to get economy
class.
Cause
E-class.
I put you in, yeah. Oh, no,
cause I'm gonna be all the way at the back. I'm gonna walk through the traffic, trying to get to my seat, putting my backside on your feet. I'm sorry, I got no room, you see. I got no room, you see. Huh? Can I get some food? Oh, I didn't pay for that. Oh, gonna starve on this flight, but it's okay. Oh, he smells a lot. Oh, I think he smells a lot. Can you put your mask up because I feel you? I don't want no COVID. I paid 88 dirhams for this ticket.
Help.
88 plus taxes cost me 7,000. What class? Economy. Oh, hey. It's economy class. Up in the sky. Oh, economy class. Up in the sky.
Chris, the messages are pouring in for you. Your rap, Effie's on the phone for you.
Oh, I thought it would just be more, you know, relatable if we had a song about economy class than first class.
Jack Harlow sings first class, first but you decide class. To do economy class.
God, so much better. Effie, hi.
Hi. Love that version.
I love it. But isn't it true you pay 70 dirhams for a ticket, then the taxes end up taking... Oh, hello. Hello, beautiful. Isn't that cute? Yeah, you pay 70 dirhams for a ticket, and then it's like 7,000 by the time you check it out.
That was the most relatable line of that rap.
There we go. Yep. Effie, you're good? Everything good for your Thursday morning?
Yeah, everything's good. Running late for school drop-off, but just made it at the school.
Good on you. And you had time to call the show. I love that. I love it. Ali says, I like your idea here. I was singing economy class. You thought I should have said...
Coach class.
Yes. Yeah, but we don't. I think the Americans are the one that use coach, right?
Yeah, we say coach.
Do you know coach class, Ali?
No, I would say economy myself, but I think coach just fits the tune better.
Totally does. It totally does.
The melody.
Yeah, I agree. No, I'm out of it. No, you can't. I'm not just like, you can't whip me
Chris,
and make me
do
performing.
It.
No, I'm not doing it.
Chris!
I'm not doing it.
Chris!
Rossi's day to order coffee. He only does it once every 2 weeks.
And it's always
an issue.
I got a text message from the app saying the place has refused your order.
Why have they refused
your
order?
Because I like to try new places, Chris.
If
you or I order it, we get the coffees here in like 25 minutes. And I appreciate it because Rossi was like, nah, I want to pay. It's my time to pay. But we started this ordering at 7:24. It's now 8:21. And you know, I understand you placed the order, but then 30 minutes later, you just got the notification saying they've cancelled your order.
It's not my fault, is it?
No.
Yeah, look, we're sorry. This place can't accept your order. You haven't been charged. Try ordering somewhere else.
Have you ordered somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking coffee, I had a great coffee at Jamie's Italian yesterday.
Oh, what a segue.
I asked for a cappuccino, and I got a cappuccino just before we interviewed Jamie Oliver. He's here in the country. Yep. Today we went to the Dubai Mall ground level, and we went to Jamie's Italian, recently opened, Jamie Oliver's new restaurant, and it is fabulous. It looked fabulous. The staff were amazing. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere was great. The decor was really, really cool. And Jamie Oliver... I think we all liked him just from watching him on the TV.
For sure.
But after hanging out with him for half an hour.
He's just like a normal guy.
Good guy, right?
Just so nice. Has so many great stories to tell. The way he describes food is just phenomenal.
To Sima and the entire team at the apparel group, well done, guys, because it's beautiful, beautiful place you've got there. Mm. Jamie's Italian. If you're looking for some good food, go check it out this weekend down there at the Dubai Mall. Now, we caught up with Jamie Oliver, and there's a few highlights that I want to go through this interview.
Yeah.
First one, I had no idea, but Jamie Oliver was in the last Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
How and why was Jamie Oliver a chef?
Yes.
In Star Wars, the story of how he got on set and how he got this role is pretty remarkable. Here it is, part one with Jamie Oliver.
I just somehow I ended up getting introduced to J.J. Abrams, the director.
Amazing.
I do these little, they've become quite infamous sort of like poker nights, like every quarter.
Okay.
I don't get out much. I work hard. I try and be a good husband and dad. I don't get out much. And then we have these little poker nights every quarter, and I just cook something insanely good, grab a little mob of boys together. And I ended up sitting next to JJ And he goes, oh, do you like Star Wars? I went, do I like Star Wars? I went and picked the girls up from school the other day, dressed in a proper original Pinewood Star Wars outfit. And he goes, oh,
was that just for fun?
Yeah, just to embarrass them. I don't know if you've got teenage kids, but like when they hit 13, they disappear and they're embarrassed by you. Yeah. So you kind of got to go with the flow and keep embarrassing them.
Yeah.
So and he goes, oh my God, you really do like Star Wars? I went, yeah. He goes, okay, do you want to be in the next movie? I went, yeah. So I did. And I did the best. It was the best night ever down in Pinewood. And what was great about it, because he had like the Prince Harry and William in, but they got cut out in the edit.
Who would cut them out?
Well, that's just the way, it's a film industry, brother.
Oh my ruthless. God.
But JJ was like, dude, come, because it's one shot and they can't cut it out. It's like, it's like one 30-second shot and there's absolutely no way they can cut you out. So I was a colour sergeant.
Yes. But nobody knows it's you because you're undercover, right?
Don't say that.
He knows it's him.
Doesn't matter. I had my moment. And you weren't allowed to take pictures on set, but the lead actor did.
Oh, good. So you've got that.
So I've got the picture.
Good on you, mate. That's amazing. I mean, you've done so much in your career, and you continue to do it. It's little things like that would have been completely different being on a Star Wars set to doing a lot of the other stuff. Did anyone ask you to cook?
No, but I would have happily. I mean, what's nice about any industry, but particularly that film industry, is just the craftsmanship, the care.
Yep.
And look, it's like anything else. Out here in Dubai, you start seeing like the level of artisan cooking, baking, like even here in the restaurant, we're making pasta every day, twice a day, using the right flour. It's just that attention to detail. So, yeah, I just love it.
Hanging out with Jamie Oliver, Jamie's Italian. I then got on and asked him, anyone that you've cooked for a lot of celebrities, but who's one of your favourites? And Jamie tells us this remarkable story of Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Quick questions. Ex-Prime Minister, you cook for him, Tony Blair, true?
Yes.
Any other famous people that you just remember from the top of your head?
Which there must be a long list.
I think probably Oprah Winfrey was one of my high moments.
Oprah.
What did you make her?
Well, she was picking off the menu, so I can't remember that. But she came to 15, which was my first restaurant, which is we took kids, homeless kids and kids from prison. We trained them up. We had one in Aussie, actually, for about 5 years in Melbourne.
Amazing.
And that was beautiful. And actually, it's the only time in my career, when she got up to leave, she had a little special services security guy that was standing next to me. When she got up to leave, the whole restaurant stood up and clapped.
And clapped.
Like, I've never seen that.
Wow,
anywhere.
It's Oprah.
They just love her, and she is amazing. And I was so lucky enough. Cool. I worked with her on her first primetime show in the US for 8 weeks, and she is as awesome as you think.
She is as you are, mate.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Jamie Oliver. Jamie's Italian at the Dubai Mall on the lower ground floor. We were hanging out with him yesterday evening, and then it got to Rossi and I doing a pizza flipping challenge. Rossi and I really do argue about who flips the better pizza, right?
So it was two pieces of dough, dough, and then you had to kind of expand it, flip it up in the air. You guys did a great job.
Have a listen.
Any tips before Rossi and I start flipping this?
I think the key to a good pizza dough, other than the flour and the fermentation.
Yep.
Slow fermentation. You want to use gravity.
Gravity.
Gravity is a free gift.
I see.
And so you want to not just flip it and stretch it, but use gravity. So my advice to you is good luck. And,
oh, gosh.
Let the force be with you.
What have they bought this table for?
What we have is two equal-sized dough there.
Okay.
And you've got a little bit of semolina on top.
Semolina?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically get that lovely colour from it.
Okay.
A nice
texture.
It gives you a lovely crust. Right. So take one each.
Oh, this is really nice.
I can hold your mic if you want to be double handed.
I'm fine.
No,
mate.
I'm putting
I can
it
do
down.
It.
I'm just going to talk really loud.
Okay, Chris, you got this.
Jamie's Italian here at the Dubai Mall. We're just about to do this flip off right now with the one and only Jamie Oliver. Make some noise, guys, once again.
Bless you.
Yeah,
what a treat we've got for you now. Okay, so. Look, I love the way you're already scrunching it up. Don't scrunch it up.
Yeah. I'm keeping it out.
So you've got that nice, relaxed dough. So let's see who can make me a nice, round-shaped pizza base. I guess in the quickest time, really.
Okay. 60 seconds, okay? Or is that too
more? Like 30 seconds is more.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you call it.
Ready, steady, go.
When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore. That's amore.
I think... Look, guys, what's happening?
Jamie, how's that, mate?
Okay.
How's
no,
that
no, that's good. Like, this has got
to this one.
Is it Chris or Rossi at this stage, Jamie?
On the left, and we've got a dumpling on the right.
That would be Rossi.
Oh man,
Rossi's the dumpling.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh. Whoa, Chris!
Chris, you're winning. Don't mess it up.
No, other than the finger going through it, that 5 seconds ago, I could have given you a job. Dude, do you have any free hours?
I'm ready to go. Okay. If you hire me, I'm good.
Guys, did you see how good that was?
Can I? Yeah.
All right, Chris, we can work with that. No disrespect to you, but that, I mean, that needs to go in a nice Lancashire hot pot.
I'll eat and, it.
Definitely.
He's good like that.
Yeah. Plug the hole.
We've had a lot of fun. Guys, come on down and enjoy and experience what Jamie's Italian is all about. Yeah. It's fun, it's food, it's and community.
If I can give any advice, like, we've been so blessed here. We officially opened it today, but we've done nearly 40,000 covers in 8 weeks.
Wow.
The locals have been amazing. And my advice is just come down. Try and go through the courses. Come with your friends, come with your family, have the antipasti, hot, cold, crunchy, soft, sweet, sour, like, mix it up. Come and share some pastas, beautiful raviolis that we're making pasta in the window every single day.
Oh, that's cool.
And then share some main courses, some secondis, meat, fish, and of course finish with a lovely dessert. Like, it's just a fun, beautiful ingredients cooked simply.
No one describes food, I think, better than... I'm so hungry right now just from hearing you.
Well, you're
describe.
In the right place, brother.
There it is, Jamie's Italian. What a legend Jamie Oliver was.
So lovely,
and I'm
so
glad
lovely.
He hung out with us. So just reading this study that if you're a coffee drinker, studies out of China are saying that they did a 7-year study. Coffee drinkers, and if you have it a little bit of sweetness in it, actually makes you live longer. It helps beat cancer, diabetes, heart disease.
Yeah.
Now, this is according to that study, just FYI. Consuming too much coffee, not good for you. Just doing a quick survey here. How many coffees are you smashing a day? Mayur, how many coffees?
I have around 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, but I have my own special preparation for it.
What do you mean preparation?
So I have my coffee black, but I add a teaspoon of honey to it.
Yeah, cool.
Organic honey.
That's nice. I like that. Honey and coffee always tastes good. 3 to 4 a day. We're putting this on. We're just going to do a little UAE
survey.
Little UAE average. A little average right here.
Okay.
Adnan, how many coffees are you having a day?
I go around 4 cups of coffee.
Four.
Four.
That's a lot. That's, I mean, that four's, yeah. Salim, how many coffees?
I have usually 3 Americanos and 4 double espressos a day.
4 double espressos
mate,
a day?
Aren't you shivering? Aren't you shaking by the end of the day?
I know, man. I feel tired by the end of the day.
Because, well, you're crashing, man.
Yeah.
You're absolutely you're crashing. Jim, please tell me this is not true. How many cups of coffee are you having a day, Jim?
It's absolutely true. It's between 10 to 15.
No.
10 to 15 cups of coffee a day.
That's right. That's correct.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cuba, Chris.
I mean, Cuba has great coffee.
Is it mild coffee in Cuba? Is it sort of milder or is it strong?
No, it's... Yeah, it's a strong coffee. Basically, we have Robusta, we have also Arabica, and the thing is that when I was a kid...
Just slow down when you talk there, man. He's already on to coffee number 7. He's like, oh, we're going to do whatever the good bit. No, seriously, though, you're having them just straight black, 15 cups of coffee a day.
I have a cup of mix, like a cup of cappuccino, but mostly it's like Americano and espresso.
Don't you feel shaky? Don't you feel edgy at the end of the day?
Not at all. Not at all.
Have you spoken to a doctor about consuming 15 cups of coffee a day?
I'm drinking coffee since I am 7 to 8 years.
7 years old? Wow, man.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen to you if you had to go. Have you gone a day without coffee?
Oh, no, I can.
You probably
what would
can.
Happen?
Nah, you'd have severe headaches, migraines.
Migraine just pop-ups and headache just pop-ups.
But you could get out of it. It just takes, I think it takes a couple of weeks for the body to sort of get back into it. But, man, all right. Well, you just took our average up. There it is. 15 cups a day. Wake up. So just reading this study that if you're a coffee drinker, studies out of China are saying that they did a 7-year study. Coffee drinkers, and if you have it a little bit of sweetness in it, actually makes you live longer. It helps beat cancer, diabetes, heart disease.
Yeah.
Now, this is according to that study, just FYI. Consuming too much coffee, not good for you. Just doing a quick survey here. How many coffees are you smashing a day? Mayur, how many coffees?
I have around 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, but I have my own special preparation for it.
What do you mean, preparation?
So I have my coffee black, but I add a teaspoon of honey to it.
Yeah, cool.
Organic honey.
That's nice. I like that. Honey and coffee always tastes good. 3 to 4 a day. We're putting this on. We're just going to do a little UAE
survey.
Little UAE average. A little average right here.
Okay.
Adnan, how many coffees are you having a day?
I go around 4 cups of coffee.
Four.
Four.
That's a lot. That's, I mean, that falls. Yes. Salim, how many coffees?
Hi, I have usually 3 Americanos and 4 double espressos a day.
Four double espressos a day.
Aren't you shivering? Aren't you shaking by the end of the day?
I know, man. I feel tired by the end of the day.
Because, well, you're crashing, man.
Yeah.
You're absolutely you're crashing. Jim, please tell me this is not true. How many cups of coffee are you having a day, Jim?
It's absolutely true. It's between 10 to 15.
No.
10 to 15 cups of coffee a day.
That's right. That's correct.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cuba, Chris.
I mean, Cuba has great coffee.
Is it mild coffee in Cuba? Is it sort of milder or is it strong?
No, it's just strong coffee. Basically, we have Robusta. We have also Arabica. And the thing is that when I was a kid...
Just slow down when you talk there, man. He's already on to coffee number 7. He's like, oh, we're going to do whatever the Cuba. No, seriously, though, you're having them just straight black, 15 cups of coffee a day.
I have a cup of mix, like a cup of cappuccino, but mostly it's like Americano and espresso.
Don't you feel shaky? Don't you feel edgy at the end of the day?
Not at all. Not at all.
Have you spoken to a doctor about consuming 15 cups of coffee a day?
I'm drinking coffee since I am 7 to 8 years.
7 years old? Wow, man.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen to you if you had to go. Have you gone a day without coffee?
Oh, no, I can.
You probably
what would
can.
Happen?
Nah, he'd have severe headaches, migraines.
Migraine just pop-ups and migraine. Headache just pop-ups.
But you could get out of it. It just takes, I think it takes a couple of weeks for the body to sort of get back into it. But, man, all right. Well, you just took our average up. There it is. This has just been put up by CNN. An unusual repeating fast radio burst has been detected 3 billion light years away. Astronomers have detected a mysterious repeating fast radio burst. All right, from a dwarf galaxy located 3 billion light years away, the cosmic object is distinctively compared to other such bursts, researchers say. Fast radio bursts are millisecond long radio waves in space. Some radio bursts have been traced back to home galaxies. Guys, it's happening.
What's happening?
This movie from like the 60s or something.
Yeah, definitely did not watch
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. This is the waves that they used to send to each other.
Oh. So it's happening.
What do you think? Seriously, though. Like, what do you all think? Are there aliens? No, Rossi's not away. He's still here. Do you believe? Do you think there's things out there? Like, what do you guys think? Like,
so big, the universe.
Yeah.
That I reckon, yeah, somewhere. But...
Like, do you think there's a whole nother...
Parallel.
Like, there's a whole nother, like...
Earth-type field.
Earth-type. They're living in a thing. There's a radio show going on or... I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
I want to open up the phones. 048715544. Do you believe in... I don't want to say aliens. I think that sounds like...
Life outside of Earth.
Yeah?
I think that's the way. Because it doesn't have to be like a human. You mean just like some sort of life, right?
Yeah, is there life out apart from the Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there sort of living being.
048715544. Is there? Ross, what do you think? Yeah?
Definitely.
Pretty?
I say no.
Nala? Somewhere.
I feel like there's aliens.
What's that?
I feel like there's aliens, but they're not how they show us in movies.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
They found
Chris?
Water on the moon, haven't they? I'm sure.
Don't know.
Ice particles on the moon. So that's a good sign.
I
don't have the confirmation.
Why? What's ice particles mean if there's Earth?
That means there's water.
That means there's going to be life somewhere if they found water.
Imagine they start bottling that and selling that on Earth.
Moon water.
Yeah, it's moon water. We got it from the moon.
Chris, you believe it? Life outside of this Earth.
I want to believe it. Like, I like, but do I want to believe
but
it.
But do you believe it?
Why? We haven't, like, I don't know, like.
Come on.
There's just no.
Evidence?
Yeah, like, all those, you see all those fake footages of UFOs and all that, yeah, they're yeah. fake. I want, yeah, I'm going to say there is. I'm going to say there is.
Okay.
Right.
But. We've never encountered any of it, I think, yet.
Okay, so what about Area 51 and all that then?
I don't
I think it's all conspiracy.
But, like,
yeah.
you know, like the files have opened up in the United States that you can view them, mm-hmm. and they've said they've seen UFOs.
Yeah, but that's, it's
you can see, like, yeah, it's just so you, like, a UFO is an unidentified flying object, so it can just be anything. Like, they're not saying it's an alien.
It's just something that they have not recognized or they can't put a name to.
Like, on my wedding night.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the night, we saw these fireballs coming through the
yes.
air. And we're, oh, my gosh. It was them practicing to do that. The ex-Dubai guys were just practicing yeah. their things at night, right?
Mm.
But that would have been caught on footage and gone, look, it's a UFO. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Joshua, yay or nay, life outside of here.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, mate. Good, mate. Tell us, what do you think?
Okay, so what I believe it, and it only applies to me, okay? I mean, the universe is so big, yeah? I mean, you can't just swim in one particular beach and say, I didn't see sharks, so there are no sharks in the world.
Yeah.
Getting my point?
Yeah, I get that.
So
I get that.
That's what my theory is, yeah.
So you're saying no.
No, he's saying yes.
Yeah,
he's
I know. Yes. All right, yeah, that, I mean, I, and I can understand that.
That theory makes
that.
Sense, yeah.
Awas.
Yes, hi, Chris Fade.
Mate, how are you? Is there life outside the Earth?
Yes, I definitely think so, because all this can't be derived from something... Nothing, right? All these movies and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, so somewhere or the other, there is extraterrestrial life outside the Earth, I feel.
Okay.
You think these aliens are watching the movies going, oh, look what they think we look like.
Top Gun Maverick.
Look what they think we look like. Oh, my gosh. These, I don't know, what they call us humans?
I don't
like,
know. No.
Like, when you start thinking about it, we call ourselves humans.
Yes, we named ourselves.
We named ourselves.
Human beings.
Isn't everything weird when you start thinking about that? Just the word that. What's that? We just, it's just a sound.
We but invented
that,
it.
In other languages, not the same.
It's crazy, man.
Do you know we know more about space than we do about the deep blue sea, the bottom?
Yeah.
This conversation is
Don't change
really
the subject.
Weird.
The subject was already weird, and now you're going into like deep blue sea chat.
Where are we going with this, guys?
I've taken us into another world.
Where are we?
We're just...
Can you get Cher, Believe, for me? I think we should sing a song.
Yes!
But yes! we need the effects. Do you believe in life outside Earth?
That's the first ever song to use autotune.
Was. I remember it, yeah. Top of the Pops. Yeah.
May, you don't believe in... Life outside this world?
What?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's it.
I just want to tell you something, Chris.
Yeah.
Like a couple of days ago, maybe last week, you played a game called Same Same.
Same
yeah,
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you that I've been playing that game same since that day with my son.
Oh.
And it's just... crazy, and it's improved the relationship.
Oh.
Knowing like how we reach the words at the same time, it makes us bond even more.
I love that.
So thank
bonding
you for that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
and thank you
amazing.
For calling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
That was nice.
Bye bye. Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us for your Thursday. Breaking news, Britney Spears getting married today, is
yes,
she?
Yes, apparently she is all set to walk down the aisle to marry Sam Asghari. It's going to be an intimate guest list of about 100 people. She's getting married today.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, same, right?
Same level of, same, of like legend.
And I mean legendary and also like just crazy stories as well, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got the same sort of feel. Both very talented, though.
Very talented.
Well, I want Brittany to be happy, so hopefully this makes her a little happy. And he's in there. I thought this guy was just a pretty boy model that was going to be around for a couple of years and then gone. He's doing it.
Yeah, he's by her side.
I hope he doesn't marry her, then take all the money, then leaves, you know?
No, don't say that.
It's Brittany. Congratulations to Brittany. We'll keep you updated on the Brittany wedding right here. We'll also keep you updated on winning the cash with Virgin Radio's 30K What's in the Box. Sheena's up next with another chance. Have yourselves a great one tomorrow. Legendary singer, Punjabi singer, Juggy D. Yeah. I like this guy. Out of the UK, going to be joining us on the show, all right? From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.